My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Get excited, people. Football season is here. Texans Training Camp. We are live, sitting on the 50-yard line out at the Methodist Training Center outside. Weather coming in, so we'll see what happens with outdoor practices today. But the Texans will be on a field practicing football today. And big questions, a lot of big questions. Cody Stutes, his Houston football website, HOUfootball.com. Cody does a nice job covering the team, sends out emails every day. He's going to have really good coverage on the team for sure. He's got a bunch of questions, 24 questions. You and I cherry-picked a few of these for our own usage.
Yeah, and I think some of them are the classic questions that we've been all asking, but then a couple of them are also ones that we've probably maybe under-discussed. So, I mean, the first one that's one of my biggest question marks that Cody lists. He's not breaking news with this or anything, but who's going to start at left guard and how good will he be? Because, you know, there's two parts to the Kenyon Green dynamic. One, it's that he's been injured all the time. He reinvented his body in the offseason. He's completely healthy as far as we know. But he also, you know, when he did play, he was still very much a young player. There are ups and downs. I thought that his rookie year, he showed a lot of promise in moments, and in a couple of the games, like the Bears game, I thought he was actually pretty solid, but he was still a young player. So the challenge is twofold. All right, A, can he stay healthy? And B, what's he look like as a player? And he'll be competing with Patterson and Kendrick Green. Ladarius Henderson was released yesterday.
Oh, yeah, right. I saw that.
Last
yes.
year's draft pick.
Yep, yeah, seventh round pick out of Michigan.
So is Feldarius Payne.
I know,
cousin.
Are you okay? He may be back, practice squad or something.
He's had some injury issues, and he's very undersized. He's an intriguing prospect, so I don't know when they signed that defensive end Malik the other day. That probably squeezed him
out. Yeah, man, I know it's a seventh round pick, Ladarius Henderson, so it's, you know, he's not... He was a long shot to have any sort of NFL career or whatever. It is strange he gets released before training camp even starts. I can't remember a draft pick getting cut like before there's even a practice.
Hey, Sean, welcome to Nick Caserio.
Yeah.
Well,
in a team that's got, you know, they don't need to keep seventh round picks around on this team.
He wants as much competition as possible. Yeah. I'll piggyback off the left guard question with defensive tackle, which is another one that Cody lists. I'm growing more and more bullish about the defensive tackle position in general because, A, you do have guys that are very good at rush, defensive ends that rush well on the inside for passing situations, but they genuinely are loaded with dudes who are viable NFL players at defensive tackle that are competing to make the team. It's just a different situation than in previous years where you might just be hoping and praying that maybe Kurt Heinisch works out. Now, Kurt Heinisch is one of six guys who are all viable players and that if they get released, will probably get picked up somewhere else.
Without a doubt.
And I think just through the competition and just that what they are as guys, they don't have to be blue chippers or anything like that. I feel better about that. So I'm way more intrigued by left guard. And then, again, Patterson and Juice Scruggs competing at center. How does that center position look?
So Kendrick Green was the left guard at the beginning of the season last year, and he got hurt in the Pittsburgh game, ironically, because that's who the Texans got him from.
Well, Pittsburgh was the first game he played in.
Was it? Okay, yeah. Okay. So he had not played left guard before that.
Yeah.
That kind of nullifies my question then. I was because Kendrick Green did some decent things, I thought, at left guard, like during training camp when they got him in here.
They brought him in, and he hadn't – he was signed kind of like that emergency signing.
Yeah.
He looked a lot better as a guard than I thought he would.
Yeah.
And because when he was a center in Pittsburgh, he was just awful his rookie year. They didn't even play him his second year. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. He did start at Baltimore.
Okay.
I apologize,
okay.
Sean.
Okay.
My blame. Pittsburgh was his last game.
It was his last game. I'm saying. He got hurt in the Pittsburgh game, and that was it for him. Was the version of Kendrick – this is going to be my question for you. Was the version of Kendrick Green that the Texans got last year in his brief stint as left guard, if that's what you get, is that good enough at left guard?
Not for my liking, but it was way better than I thought it would be, and it was his first time playing left guard. His first start was week two versus Indianapolis.
Okay.
Neither here nor there.
He got out on the field.
He got heavy usage in three of those first four games.
Yeah.
And so I'm intrigued by him because he really looked bad as a center in Pittsburgh. Didn't play at all his second year, not because of injury. They just didn't want him on the field. And then he went out and looked way better at left guard than he ever had at center. He's very, very athletic, but also very undersized. And that's where I was really skeptical of him at left guard. For a guy that couldn't play center well, he's got tiny little arms. He's 6'3", maybe. I think he's 6'2". And yet he played adequately. So, there's potential there. Kenyon Green, ideally, is the guy you really want it to work out for.
Absolutely.
Him and show all the reasons that he was a first-round pick.
No doubt. Now, this next question, and we're cherry-picking a few of these from Cody Stutes. This was the one that caught your eye. Will Bobby Slowik be up for the challenge of this season?
Yeah.
We've not talked much about Bobby Slowik this offseason.
And I think this is the thing. Bobby Slowik did everything that you would have hoped a rookie offensive coordinator would do with a rookie quarterback after week one. Week one, he made the classic mistake that a lot of first-time coordinators do, is he wanted to use all his bells and whistles. And or just not all of them, but more than he should have. You know, we saw it with Vrabel back here with his defense. These guys were like swapping personnel and everything his first game out there. They want to try everything. And then they realize, oh, okay, wait, we got to slow this down a little bit and do it bit by bit, you know, brick by brick, some might say. And he did that. I think the one thing that people got frustrated with him was that he insisted on running the ball, even though the running game wasn't working. I don't have a single issue with that. That is why CJ was such a good deep ball thrower. It was CJ's natural ability coupled with the fact that they set up the play action really, really well. And you don't set up the play action without showing that you're committed to the run. You don't have to run the ball well, but you got to show that you're committed to the run. So this year, the key is, can Bobby Slowick actually put together a good rushing game? You remember, he was the passing game coordinator in San Francisco. Now, and I would expect that the focus in a lot of ways this offseason was on getting that run game right. In terms of him as an offensive mind and an ability to scheme, I don't have any issues or questions about it at all.
I don't either. Do you?
You know, really, sorry, Sean.
Yeah, it's okay.
Really, the biggest, one of those biggest issues with the offense last year and one of the mistakes they made early on was them expecting Dameon Pierce to be the same guy that he was the year before.
Yeah, they stuck with that scheme a little too long.
Yeah. Remember, I told you, I was the first that we'd heard that Devin Singletary would be the starting running back.
You were on it, man.
I'm patting myself on the back.
You were on it early. Yeah. You should. Man,
it was one of the smartest things said this century.
It was. You were on that. Do people? I think, like, outside looking in, I think, like, people looking at the Texans outside of here look at Bobby Slowick and say, okay, one of his biggest challenges is going to be trying to incorporate Stephon Diggs. They saw what Stephon Diggs, what happened with him in Buffalo when things shifted, and the shift came with a change at the offensive coordinator.
Yep.
That was the big shift. Is that something that's being made too much of, if people are worried about that? Are you concerned about that at all, that Bobby Slowick is – Bobby Slowick, I know it's C.J. Stroud delivering the football, but it's Bobby Slowick calling the plays.
What I'm optimistically thinking right now is that usually when wide receivers are upset with the targets, it's not just that they're upset that they're not getting the ball. It's that they're not getting the ball on a poorly run offense. So as long as the offense is humming along, I don't think Stephon Diggs is going to be one of these guys that after a victory says, yeah, we got to get this right. We got to get – you know, those the guys that – the receiver that stands at his locker after you win by 21 points and says something like, this isn't going the right way. I think that if it becomes an issue, it's going to be because things aren't going according to plan, which happens with good teams.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
That's when right. Like the Chiefs last year, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Like if the Chiefs in the regular season did not look like the Chiefs of the playoffs.
That's right.
So I think that I'm not worried about it, and I don't think the drop-off last year was based on Stephon Diggs, like any kind of a sudden aging or anything like that. It was simply that you can point to it when they changed that offense and when they started using Stephon Diggs differently.
I love this question because it's just a very basic question, but I think there's a lot of nuance to it. What is a successful season for the Houston Texans?
Right, which is, okay, obviously. You got to win the Super Bowl. If you don't win the Super Bowl, it's a fail. All right, that's easy.
Okay,
But I think I probably feel the same way a lot of fans do, is that you've watched some really good Texans teams here through the years. There have been a few, several, a couple. Just not get past the divisional round.
Right.
And if you think about just what Bill Belichick's philosophy is or most of the other longtime veteran coaches in the league, it's all about getting to that Final Four.
Yeah.
Like, that's your standard. If you can be a team that's consistently getting to the conference finals, after that, it takes a little bit of luck here and there.
It's a one-and-done tournament.
For Kansas City, it took it being really bad weather conditions and a sketchy field goal kicker for that game not to go into overtime in the conference championship
last year. Yeah, yep.
So I think winning the divisional round is a step forward, and I won't feel like the team underperformed.
Okay,
I do feel like they have conference championship ability, and anything less than that, it'll be a letdown.
The ability to get to the AFC title game.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you
now,
on that.
Now, other than that, listen, everybody, I'm still hard-o, old-school jerk. Like, nah.
Well,
unless they win the Super Bowl, it's a failure of a season,
right,
Sean.
Right. Like, anybody like that is not going to like my follow-up to what you just said, because I'm with you. To me, a successful season without from 30,000 feet, without knowing the details of it, if somebody just told me they get to the conference title game and they lose, I would say that's a successful season. Is there, if we dig a little deeper, is there any scenario where they get to the AFC title game and lose where we feel like it was an unsuccessful season? Because I feel like if they have this bang-up regular season,
yeah,
And let's say they get that number one seed in the AFC. That's a possibility. And they host the AFC title game. And it's a disappointing kind of loss that's just fraught with mistakes. Happens. CJ turns the ball over a few times, uncharacteristically. I think it's still a successful season based on where this franchise has been, based on where they are in the evolution of this core. You're like ahead of schedule right now. But that one will stick with us throughout the offseason if
this
it were
will
to happen
be,
that way.
If the Texans go all James Harden versus the Spurs.
Yeah.
If CJ Stroud's launching the ball into the sixth row or something.
Yeah.
Then yeah, that would feel like that would be a big disappointment.
I think we'd still be like, yeah, it was a successful season because man, they're at least a year or two ahead of schedule to where this rebuild is. But man, that's the only scenario I could see where getting to the AFC title game and losing, where it would sting for a few days, obviously, but where like a week later we feel like this wasn't a successful season.
Well, honestly, I've tried to be honest with myself. How would I be feeling about this team if they had lost to the Colts in the last game of the regular season? Would it be quite the same fervor and excitement, because then they would go on to have an emphatic win in the playoffs
at home against Cleveland,
a team
that destroyed them a month before
when CJ Stroud wasn't on the field.
That's right.
And everything feels a lot it might have felt a lot different, especially after, even though CJ wasn't on the field, after getting destroyed in that Browns game, and then if you lost to the Colts, I don't know if it would have been the same fervor necessarily.
It definitely wouldn't be.
Nationally, that's when people really started paying attention, because you have that Colts game, which was the Sunday night game. The whole nation was watching. It felt like a playoff game, and they open up the game with a touchdown on the first play of the game.
Yeah.
And CJ played really well in that game, goes on to have that really good playoff game. If they played in the divisional game the way they did versus the Ravens this year again, that would be a much bigger bummer.
Major disappointment.
We've kind of glossed over that Ravens game in a lot of ways for a couple reasons. One is that there were injuries affecting them. You know, the wide receiving core was just a mess.
Yep.
And then the offensive line situation. I think you excuse it a little bit because of that, but then you also look at all the additions they made in the offseason.
Oh, yeah.
And it helps you forget the Ravens game.
I'll just say this. Back to CJ and the getting that playoff game and the buzz and all the shine that came from that playoff game. Without that playoff game, stuff like this is not a factoid here. Schefter tweeted this yesterday. CJ Stroud became the eighth quarterback since 1950 to win a playoff game as a rookie. Five of the previous seven won a playoff game the next season. Two of them went on to win a Super Bowl in year two. That would be Ben Roethlisberger and Russell Wilson. And I think the thing that excites me about that is Ben Roethlisberger and Russell Wilson went on to win a Super Bowl the next year, and I think C.J. Stroud in year two is better than both those guys were year two. They had real strong defenses and running games.
Right, that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. I think the defense will be improved. They made a lot of improvement last year, but I think they'll be drastically improved this year. And, yeah, it really comes down to the running game. But having said that also, that's why C.J.'s performance his rookie year is a notch above where Russell Wilson and Roethlisberger were, simply because he did not have all that support of the rushing game. I think people in the national media, I don't think, realize quite how dicey the offensive line situation was at times. And it's weird, because in an offseason where you can't find anybody that has a negative opinion about C.J. Stroud, I actually feel like he's still been a little bit underrated, because they didn't live through. Nobody was paying attention to the Texans. They were seeing that CJ Stroud was putting up impressive performances and everything, but they weren't really watching.
No,
the games.
Their games were all on with nine other games
at noon
on Sunday.
Right. Yeah. So I think a lot of people don't really understand the challenges CJ had in the first half of the season.
Yeah, it's a good point. Will this be the most hyped a Texans team has ever been?
Okay, so immediately you think, well, what about 2012?
Yeah.
Because, man, they were the dark horse favorite in a lot of ways. They weren't favored to be a Super Bowl contender by Vegas odds, I don't think, necessarily.
No. So you're saying coming off of the 2011 season,
yeah,
where Schaub
got injured.
Going into 2012.
I think the biggest difference, and I believe Cody pointed this out in his article, is that there was still a lot of skepticism over Matt Schaub at that time.
Big time,
you know? And I think that right there is the huge difference. And then you and I were talking during the break, and you made a really good point, which is that I don't know if it was possible to have the same level of hype in 2012 over anything because social media was still relatively in its infancy.
Yeah.
And we just consumed sports a little bit differently, where now it feels like it's a constant part of your day. You're getting notifications and you're watching highlights on your phone more so than people were in 2012.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would agree with Cody that this is the most hyped the Texans team
I think it is
been.
Too. I think it is too. I think the quarterback has a lot to do with it. Like you said, Stroud versus Schaub, that's really no contest in terms of the star appeal.
Yeah.
You know, the Q rating, whatever it is you want to call it. And then just the offseason. You know, think about the offseason too the Texans had, Seth. Like coming in 2011 coming into 2012, the Texans were starting to get to that phase where they couldn't pay guys anymore. Like, yeah. Mario Williams walked that offseason and went to Buffalo. They had to cut Eric Winston that offseason to open up cap space just to extend Arian Foster going into 2012.
They extended Matt Schaub.
They extended Matt Schaub right at the beginning of the season. Yeah. And so this is a Texans team that has been doing hypeable things, not just coming off of the season they had last year, that unexpected division championship. They've been the equivalent of the Kansas City Chiefs to the offseason. You know what I mean? Like, where they've been making all these big moves.
The one part, I guess, that would be a little bit different in terms of star power.
Mm-hmm.
I think that J.J. Watt had become like a kind of a phenomenon star-wise. Arian Foster was still very much just like people were fascinated by him around the league.
He was 2 years in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and then Andre Johnson was Andre Johnson. So I think maybe you had more total star power in terms of like a fervent excitement over certain players.
Yeah.
But quarterback trumps everything. Quarterback just trumps everything.
Yep.
I mean, nobody's mad that we didn't go off and sign. I don't want to compare Kirk Cousins to Peyton Manning, but you know, in 2012, people were still upset that you had a chance at Peyton Manning and didn't take it to stick with Matt Schaub versus, you know, nobody's making that argument for C.J. Stroud versus any other veteran quarterback that was out there.
No, C.J. is, other than Pat Mahomes, because he wins Super Bowls on the regular, C.J. is probably the most valuable asset in the league when you take contract into consideration with it. You know, C.J. Stroud's getting paid $9 million a year, whatever it is, to do what he does.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it yesterday. You know, the reason Joe Mixon is on this team isn't because the Bengals all of a sudden thought that Joe Mixon was no good anymore. It's that they've got a quarterback that they've already paid.
Right.
And at that running back position especially, you got to be careful how much you're paying your guys, and they don't have as much room and flexibility to do it. The teams that are willing to pay money for running backs right now or trade for running backs tend to be teams that have a realistic shot at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're looking at it and saying, yeah, we'll spend this money because, A, you know, the running back isn't as important as it used to be by a long shot, but it really can help. It can put you over the top.
Yeah.
And B, they've got a rookie quarterback contract. They don't have all that extra tens of millions of dollars soaking up space on the cap.
Yep, it'll happen someday, but this year is not that year for sure. I threw a couple more of these in here, top questions from Cody Stutz's email, HOUfootball.com. I thought this was an interesting one. I hadn't thought about this. Can they make it through training camp, the Texans? Remember how
is there another COVID?
We remember how injury plagued they were in season last year. But if you recall, remember they were supposed to do joint practices with the Saints.
Yeah.
And the Texans canceled those because they were so banged up in training camp. And D'Amico Ryans conducts, relatively speaking, a physical training camp compared to other teams. And this is a longer training camp now because of the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, so I guess what you hope is that maybe
tweak the way you manage it a little bit.
Injuries are so flukish.
Yeah.
But the Texans were the most injured team in the league last year in terms of numbers of games that starters missed or lost, which makes their performance last year that much more impressive.
I agree.
It's always a guessing game. Did their physical style of practice and everything else yield that many injuries? I think that, look, the Chiefs have a hard training camp. You know, they go hard, and people would be surprised by that maybe because Andy Reid doesn't seem like an old school tough guy, but they have really tough training camps and they've managed to do all right over these last few years. So I'm not overly concerned about it, but it is a question. When this is fresh, when all those injuries happened last year, yeah, you're going to be hyper attuned to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even have put it in there. Well, not Cody.
Whatever.
No. I wouldn't
first
have put
you
it.
First, you were taking on women. Now you're taking on Cody Stoops.
Finish my sentence.
I know. I will not stand for it, Sean.
I wouldn't have picked it as one of the top six or seven questions of Cody's 24 if they didn't have this extra week of training camp with the Hall of Fame game.
I don't know what to think about training camp anymore because it's just so easy compared to what it used to be.
Yeah.
And I mean that. I genuinely mean like it's easy in terms of just how rarely they practice in full pads and everything. They don't have two-a-days.
Yeah.
It's like it's way easier than just about every high school football player who's listening right now.
Yeah.
And especially, too, because guys are already in shape. That's the one part that makes it easier, really, is like high school you show up and most of the kids have been playing video games.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
All, and all
guys
of a sudden
have been over
there.
The weight room.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, the good programs, I know they've been doing other stuff. Yep. But, I don't – it's not grueling. I think, if anything, just the tedium and the boredom of it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Is probably the grueling part of it, but I can't blame training camp for it anymore.
Yeah. The last one that I liked from Cody here that I picked off the pile here, will Danielle Hunter replicate his success that he had in Minnesota?
It's
16.5 sacks last
year. It's interesting because he's going from a team that blitzed the most in the league last year to a team that, as long as D'Amico is the coach, will never blitz all that much. Yeah. The Texans were either the third or fourth fewest blitzing team last year, lowest blitzing team last year. And what it does is it turns it into, you know, in Minnesota, Danielle Hunter had a lot of opportunities where the blitz got him a one-on-one opportunity. Theoretically, he'll get double-teamed more often this year, but instead of a blitz, if you're not a team that blitzes a lot, you've got to be a team that has really good defensive line play. And because you've got multiple threats on the defensive line, you get those one-on-one opportunities. There's going to be times where, hey, if Danielle Hunter's playing a team that has a weak right tackle, they're going to slide that protection down to Will Anderson, and Danielle Hunter will get his opportunities. So I would say realistically, I mean, the sack production might not be the same, but that doesn't mean he's being less effective.
Yeah,
I think there might be more times where he's soaking up double teams.
It's a little similar to the receiver thing. Like, I think Nico Collins could have a better season than he had last year.
Yeah.
And he goes for 1,100 yards, not 1,300 yards like he did last year.
Right, because there's other opportunities and targets.
He's got more good players on the team, man. It's a good problem to have.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jordan Love, quarterback in Green Bay. This is a contract to watch here, especially for Texan fans, because it's a quarterback that David Mulugeta provides agent services for. He did an appearance of some sort yesterday, and I guess the media there was told that don't ask any questions about his contract.
Yeah.
And if you do, we're shutting down this media session.
Yeah.
Are you skeptical that was the case, that they told them to do that? Did you see this video that we're about to play the audio?
I read the article. I haven't heard the audio.
Okay, here's the audio. So Jordan Love gets asked a question, just a regular football question. So you're going to hear the answer to that. And then one of the media members decides to go ahead and poke the bear and ask a contract question. Here's what it sounded like.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I think back, my hometown, Derek Carr and David Carr both had a camp that I went to as a kid. So that was something that, you know, impacted me at a young age. And those two guys that I looked up to from my hometown, and I think it was awesome. So that's something I definitely look forward to being able to do now that I'm in the same position as him.
Brian Gutekunst says he hopes to have a contract extension done with him before the start of camp.
So there's a lot of chuckling and laughing going on, but there was a guy who looked like he was with
one of the media staff.
It looked like I forget who the sponsor was of this event he was at, but that guy, the guy who stepped in, go nope, had on a shirt from that company, and was stepping in with a very serious look on his face. To Jordan Love was kind of chuckling about it.
Yeah.
But this person stepped in and kind of like shut things down.
That's if the team were to do this, I would think it was the weakest thing ever, because it wasn't Jordan Love that was shutting it down. That guy's got to settle the hell down. I'm guessing that was somebody that wanted to be sure that all the athletes that were there at the event had a good time and everything were treated right and everything, and doesn't necessarily understand the way it actually works with these things.
Yeah.
That Jordan Love is a big boy. He can handle it.
Right.
Like, he can deflect a question and give a no comment.
Yeah.
It was that's just overly aggressive by whoever that deep. Never mind.
Diva marketing guy.
Yeah, and then it makes the athlete look bad. You have these situations sometimes. I can remember as a player where sometimes somebody's watching out for you, but they're so aggressive in doing it that it you worry that it makes you look like the jerk.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like you sent your goons after him.
Yes.
I feel like that's what that's where Jordan. I feel like Jordan Love might feel like, okay, all right, man. Like, I could have handled that. I'm an adult.
Right.
I get stuff like this all the time. I know how to stiff arm a question.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
You know the other person too? Aaron Rodgers. I was thinking about this the other day. When he just casually at that golf tournament says that, I miss Davante Adams. I look forward to playing with him again.
With him, yeah.
Like, this is where it's so weird with Aaron Rodgers. Okay, whether there is or is not trade discussion going on with Davante Adams, it now, like, Aaron can say whatever he wants about whichever topic or whatever. Like, no big deal. But now you're throwing that onto Davante Adams. You're messing with, now Davante Adams has to answer questions about this or
and he's
that.
Been. His,
right.
His agent has had to pour water on all this
not
stuff.
Not to mention, it's like then all of a sudden, you know, you wonder if his team starts wondering if Davante is actually doing that. Like, it throws the whole, it's like making a joke with some guys. If I were sitting with you and Amy, mm-hmm. and I just made some joke about you cheating on Amy or something.
Right.
Like, I don't win, even though there's no way in hell you are or anything. That's messing with her. Like, you know, if we don't have the right relationship, like, no. Why would I?
Why bring it up?
Why would I interject that into your?
Yeah,
that potential?
It's a good analogy.
Yeah, now yeah. I'm messing with Sean for no good reason.
Yeah,
because I just said something weird in a interview at a golf tournament.
Yeah, yeah, and I think
these
too,
golf tournaments, golf. This is why golf is tearing
golf
apart
tournaments
America.
And athlete podcasts.
Yes,
that's where these guys feel they're most comfortable.
Can I blame the Saudis for all this?
Sure, okay. Why not? I don't know if they're behind this tournament, but yeah, why not? But. The other guy I think about with that Aaron Rodgers thing is Garrett Wilson, you know, who's the number one wideout in New York, and now you got Aaron Rodgers, who theoretically should be doing his best to continue to build chemistry with the guys that are in that building, and he's sitting there making comments about Davante Adams coming in.
I wonder. That part of it, I would say, like, I would just say, well, look at the Texans. You know, they seem to be all happy with just having as many as possible. If I'm Garrett Wilson, realistically, I would just be thinking, yes, please just give me something. Like, let me experience the real NFL.
Yeah.
Can I just – this is what it's like when you're on a bad team in your rookie year.
Yeah.
You just – which I didn't know. I was on a really good team my rookie year. But I always felt bad in those first couple expansion years where some of the rookies and then in 2005 when we went 2-14, my position coach, my defensive line coach, was actually his first year in the NFL. He'd been in a college coach forever. I just kind of would tell him sometimes, like, hey, man, it's not always like this. It's actually – sometimes it's crazy awesome, all right? It's – yeah, the stands are packed. The people are loving you and everything. It's not always quite like this because it doesn't really feel like the NFL when you're on that really bad team and you've never tasted it before.
That's the funny thing to me about draft weekend is when guys get drafted to bad teams.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, they're just happy to be in the NFL. I'm like, this will change in a few months.
CJ, the first couple of weeks last year.
Yeah,
the first couple home games, you know, he's coming from Ohio State where it's psychotic fervor at every home game.
Yeah.
To like, what is this? What the hell's
nobody
going
here.
On there?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody here. That'll be the interesting thing about week two, man, with the Bears, that Sunday night football game. It's a lot of confidence the league is showing in that Cleveland Browns playoff game last year. You know, the league likes to make sure those primetime games look good on television. Get in your seats early,
people.
I've been
thinking about this. I think over the course of the Astros run, it's become it's an earlier arriving crowd. I've noticed this. That
for the Astros and the Texans are just everybody?
It's for the Astros.
Okay,
for the Astros. But those are largely a lot of the same fans, same people. So I think we've always been a team that's a late arriving sports team. Maybe the Astros, just by way of being so good for a damn near decade, have like kind of changed some of the habits
culturally, changed
when
things
you
a
have
little?
A when you have a good team to
you
watch.
Have a good team, yeah. Bad team, you know, go tailgate. This is going to be a good team though, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we just heard from Jordan Love. The contract drama situations that are getting handled right now around the league. Brandon Ayuk wants a trade. Tua is a melting, blubbering mess right now over his contract.
He's very stressed about it all.
Very stressed. Those are my two.
He played for Nick Saban, and somehow he's allowing this to stress.
Those are my two. Those are my two favorite Schadenfreude contract situations right now. I think the Ayuk situation, super hyper drama, and because he demanded a trade this week, and then just watching Tua handle this thing.
Michael Silver said that there's a team out there that would be willing to trade for Davante Adams, which feels like I could say that without a source.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me. Brandon Ayuk.
The one I saw yesterday was people floating Ayuk going to the Raiders and Davante Adams going to the 49ers.
Yeah, Silver kind of framed it almost in a way that, like, I think that's what he might have been suggesting, but without, like, actually saying that. But, and I almost actually thought, gosh, I wonder if it, maybe it could be. Maybe it could be the Texans. Like Nick.
Well, there's no. You want to hear something funny about
awesome.
That? There are odds out on where Brandon Ayuk could end up if he gets traded from the 49ers. The favorite is the Steelers, which he himself has said. The Commanders are fourth on the list. The interesting things about this, the two teams at number two and three on here are both in this division.
Yeah.
Jacksonville and Indianapolis. The Texans are dead last.
Right, right, which it should be. I mean, I was joking.
Yeah.
I mean, I did have a thought initially.
Yeah.
I was like, this crazy SOB might actually try to do this.
Four wide, Ayuk, Diggs, Nico, and Tank Dell.
Or, okay, how about this, though? This might actually make sense, is the Texans have a boatload of cap future, well, not a boatload like they once had, but they've got cap space.
Think about $19 million in cap space. Yeah,
Ayuk knows this offense like the back of his hand, the terminology and everything else like that. Steph, all the 49ers are hoping to do is get one more year out of Brandon Ayuk, but without all the unrest and everything. How about just the Stephon Diggs for Brandon Ayuk trade?
Oh.
and the Texans extend Brandon Ayuk.
Ooh. Boy, you've
who
heard,
says no?
You
who heard, says no?
The Texans, I think.
Why?
The Texans.
Why? So why do you not want them to win?
I'm
all
tell
I
you,
want is for this team
I'm
to win a
tell
Super Bowl.
You,
and
tell
you're
you
sitting here.
I'm going to tell you why. Oh, that's scaring me. He's picking up a chair. When you're a wrestling fan, you see somebody grab a chair, right, Aaron? You react a certain way. I'm like, Seth's going to hit me with this thing.
I sprained my wrist with this relatively
with
lightweight
chair.
Plastic chair.
Seth's going to hit me with a chair. I'm going to answer your question. Why? Because they extended Nico, and I think they really want to see a healthy Tank Dell this year and make him a big part of this future
I
as
wish
well.
I wish you wanted the Texans to win. I know. Sometimes I just sit here and I wonder.
Does Sean want it bad enough? Does Sean want it bad enough? Nope. I'm just going to stick with what we got. It is Stephon Diggs. But, yeah, anyway, 75-1. If you're up for Seth's plan and you think there's a snowball's chance in hell it could happen, you get 75-1 on Brandon Ayuk
okay,
in a Houston
so
Texan.
So I think the – and I know people are saying, you know, you could compare Ayuk to Stephon Diggs, whatever. It's the prospect of Brandon Ayuk having a mysterious injury or something because he's unsettled, because he's unhappy.
Yeah.
That's where it would get really interesting.
Yeah.
And so if you think, oh, that's nonsense for this, that, or the other, you heard it here first. The only man in Houston that actually wants the Texans to win.
What? What? See, listen, media, it's all of you. Seth's the only one that wants it. Which one would scare you more as a Texan fan if Brandon Ayuk went to Jacksonville or Brandon Ayuk went to Indianapolis? Because those are number two and three on this odds board. I'm
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I like Shane Steichen as a play caller. I hate him as a person.
Yeah.
I despise him.
You don't like
him
at all?
I hate him. He's a ugly Nick Foles.
Yeah,
he is.
He's tough to look
Nick
at.
Foles.
He's uglier than me frozen on the stream.
Yeah. No, but I do, in all honesty, I think he's really good at what he does. I think he got the absolute best out of Gardner Minshew, and it kind of flew under the radar all season long. They got the AFC South treatment. And I think that with Anthony Richardson, especially if Anthony Richardson stays healthy, that's a headache right there.
Dude, that is, and they got a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, unlike the Jags, but if you dig into the Trevor Lawrence extension, they still got a lot of flexibility built. They could do a deal like that if they wanted to. Man, Brandon Ayuk in the division.
Joe Flacco.
I don't need that.
Now, if Richardson gets hurt, Joe Flacco is the backup.
Yeah.
And as of what we've seen of Joe Flacco as of late, wasn't the best version of Joe Flacco.
No, the Texans turned him back into a pumpkin.
Turned him into old Joe Flacco. Not even old Joe Flacco, like the worst version
conventional
of old Joe
Flacco.
Because they duped him twice on those picks. They duped him. Like, they disguised their coverages, and they gave him exactly what he was hoping to see, and then pulled the rug out from underneath
him. That's right. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday, day one of Texans training camp. Very, very excited to see the Texans get out here and do their thing, man. Folks are starting to walk in here. Players are going to start to get out here very, very soon. We've got you covered all day long. We pass the baton to John Harris and Mark Vandermeer from 8 to 10 a.m. We're doing that over the next couple of weeks. And then 10 a.m. In the Loop will be out here. They're getting players when they come off the field. It's going to be great. Keep it tuned here all day long on Sports Radio 610. Speaking of the Texans, We love triplets in the NFL. Quarterback, running back, pass catcher. I think the CBS
Texans
Sports...
Texans used to have twin receivers. They don't anymore. They cut one of the Yankees.
The Yankee twins, or however you pronounce it, yesterday.
The one that's not here anymore, I call him a Yankee. He's dead to me.
That's right.
But the other Yankee twin's still here.
We love him, yeah. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver. I think where the Texans are at those three areas as compared to where they were just 2 years ago, great illustration of the rebuilding of this team. We'll talk about that as we take you to the top of the hour coming up next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I guess Andre Johnson got to look at his Hall of Fame jacket yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he wants to put that thing on so bad, dude.
Yep, they just...
Is the rule you're not allowed to put it on at all? Like it's got to stay...
Probably, yeah, that's when you're going to put it on for the first time.
First time
in
front
of the crowd. You know, just like that other rule that everybody follows about before you get married, you know? And you're,
Can't see your bride or whatever.
Oh, I'm talking about the relations part.
Oh, that part. Oh, okay.
You're not supposed to do that with your future spouse until you get
married.
Right,
right.
So nobody does it.
No.
So likewise,
that's right.
I'm sure that Andre never put that
same
jersey
exact
on because
thing.
The rules of society same prevent it. Yes.
Same exact thing, yes. Can't have relations with his gold jacket. That was cool. That was cool to see. So Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame in a couple of weeks. Texans, of course, will be in the Hall of Fame game 2 weeks from today. So we got first practice today, and we got the first preseason game coming up 2 weeks from today. So
yes.
this is going to be fun. CBSSports.com ranked their triplets in the NFL, the quarterback, running back, and then whoever the top pass catcher is, you know, tight end or wide receiver. Like, obviously in Kansas City, it'd be Travis Kelce. Most teams, including the Texans, it would be a wide receiver. They have Stroud, Mixon, and Nico as their representatives in this exercise here, Seth. I think you could swap Nico for Stephon Diggs, and it probably doesn't really change the ranking. I think Tank Dell is going to have a huge season, but for this exercise, it's Nico or Diggs that you would put in there. They put Nico Collins in there. Eighth they are right now, the Texans. They're in the upper quartile of triplets. In the NFL,
I'm offended. Sean, they're in the bottom eighth of the top quartile.
They're not good enough. Bottom quartile of the upper quartile.
Yeah. I do not accept this.
Mixon is the one that's kind of being treated as a drain on their ranking.
This is where, I thought the Falcons were ranked above the Texans, and I was actually irate about that, but they're actually 14th.
Okay.
Mixon is the one that I guess. Mixon doesn't strike me as a huge chip on the shoulder guy.
I kind of want him to be, though, because there's a lot of material out there for him this year if he is a chip on the shoulder guy.
If he is a chip on the shoulder, there's no shortage of things for him to look at or for people to funnel to him.
Right.
But even then, not a lot of it is as mean-spirited or anything necessarily. Nobody's calling him a bum. David Johnson tried to act like he had a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Remember, he did that interview, and he was basically painted an image of him and Bill O'Brien proving all the haters wrong.
I remember. It was a long-form article. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big one. Guy tried hard to sell us on David Johnson.
Yeah, but in writing, it looked like some tough talk. But then you hear David Johnson speak, and he's so soft-spoken, and this isn't meant as an insult or anything. It's just how he talks. He does not have the demeanor of a chip on the shoulder guy.
You got to have a scowl on your face.
Absolutely,
all the time.
You
like
do.
Like Brandon Cooks.
Yes.
He's got that permanent chip on his face look.
He just has
a permanent scowl on his
face.
Yeah,
man. Dude, you want a measurement for...
As he's misusing his favorite Bible verses. I'm like, that was my favorite part of him.
You need to go back and check that.
Way
Brandon.
To bring glory to God.
The Texans were 30th in this exercise last year with C.J. Stroud, Damian Pierce, and Nico Collins. So a year ago, their top tier guys at each of those positions were thought to be 30. And he had no body of work on C.J. yet. He was just a rookie.
The ironic thing is that last year, Damian Pierce would have been in that trio,
and he was,
right?
Yeah. And he Stroud, would Pierce, and Nico.
And he would have been the one lifting up the other two.
Correct.
So that's where...
The flip now.
Yeah, and I mean, that remains one of the biggest questions about, I won't even say training camp, because you can't tell too much about running backs in training camp, but the early part of the season is Damian Pierce your backup running back? And B, does it look like he feels comfortable and natural in this offense? And it's as simple as that. He talked with you and Clint last year after the game in which he scored a kickoff return touchdown about how hard it was because it's such a different style of rushing offense than he's ever played in before. And that does happen. I mean, it is different when you're running outside zone. There's a lot of decisions that have to be made very quickly with a shifting picture that doesn't happen if you're used to just, hey, I'm running through the A gap, I'm running through the B gap, whatever it might be. And it takes some guys a while to figure that out. I have zero doubt in my mind that Damian Pierce has worked his butt off at it, but you just don't know until he gets out there. Some guys, there are guys who are really good running backs in one system, but then it's just not the right fit in another system. We just don't know what the situation is with Damian.
So
yet.
For Damian, at what point do we get a good feel for how the offseason has how he's handled the offseason? Is it today? Is it in pads, or is it in the first preseason game?
Honestly, that's a really good question, Sean. And I think what I'm going to be watching for with Damian is on a lot of these runs, is he just sticking 1 foot in the ground and then getting upfield?
Yeah.
Because that's, remember the old Gary Kubiak days? It's one cut and go.
Yeah, he was
and
all pitter-patter.
He was pitter-patter and thinking about it. It's the decisiveness. So, yeah, we can tell that in camp, whether he's just gotten more decisive and whether he's really grasped the whole one cut and go dynamic. And then beyond that, though, you got to do it in actual games and everything. But that is one thing to watch for today.
Yeah, keep an eye out for that for sure. All right, so we're winding down. John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, they're getting ready to set up here and get their thoughts on Texans training camp. Players are going to start coming out here pretty soon. Hopefully the weather holds off and we get an outdoor practice instead of an indoor practice, because the temperatures are beautiful here today. So keep it tuned here all day long.
Yeah, we had gotten a notification there were 30 seconds left, but there's actually 5 minutes left, I think.
No. So. We're getting out of 55.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're getting out
of 55.
Oh, we are?
Yep, we're
getting out of 55.
Well, where's Vandermeer?
We're going to commercial.
We're going to commercial,
Seth.
All right.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I'm on it, man.
Training camp, that sucks already.
Yeah, okay.
They're doomed.
Seth,
Texans are doomed. You don't want them to win. I'm screwing
up. I want them to win.
John Harris, you should have heard him and how little he wants the Texans to win. We got to go. We got to go. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, we're out of here. Texans Training Camp Live is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Have a great day, everybody.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A snowball's chance in hell it could happen. You get 75-1 on Brandon Ayuk in a Houston Texan.
So I think and I know people are saying, you know, you could compare Ayuk to Stephon Diggs, whatever. It's the prospect of Brandon Ayuk having a mysterious injury or something because he's because he's unhappy.
Yeah.
That's where it would get really interesting.
Yeah.
So if you think, oh, that's nonsense for this, that, or the other, you heard it here first. The only man in Houston that actually wants the Texans to win.
What? what? See, listen, media, it's all of you. Seth's the only one that wants it. Which one would scare you more as a Texan fan if Brandon Ayuk went to Jacksonville or Brandon Ayuk went to Indianapolis? Because those are number 2 and 3 on this odds board.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I like Shane Steichen as a play caller. I hate him as a person.
Yeah.
I despise him.
You don't like him at all?
I hate him. He's a ugly Nick Foles.
Yeah,
he is.
He's tough to look
Nick
at.
Foles.
He's uglier than me frozen on the stream.
Yeah. No, but I do, in all honesty, yeah, I think he's really good at what he does. I think he got the absolute best out of Gardner Minshew, and it kind of flew under the radar all season long. They got the AFC South treatment. And I think that with Anthony Richardson, especially if Anthony Richardson stays healthy, that's a headache right there.
Dude, that is, and they got a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, unlike the Jags, but if you dig into the Trevor Lawrence extension, they still got a lot of flexibility built. They could do a deal like that if they wanted to. Man, yeah. Brandon Ayuk in the division.
Joe Flacco.
I don't need that.
Now, if Richardson gets hurt, Joe Flacco is the backup.
Yeah.
And as of what we've seen of Joe Flacco as of late, wasn't the best version of Joe Flacco.
No, the Texans turned him back into a pumpkin.
Turned him into old Joe Flacco. Not even old Joe Flacco, like the worst version
conventional
of old Joe
Flacco.
Because they duped him twice on those picks. They duped him. Like, they disguised their coverages, and they gave him exactly what he was hoping to see, and then pulled the rug out from underneath
him. That's right. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday, day one of Texans training camp. Very, very excited to see the Texans get out here and do their thing, man. Folks are starting to walk in here. Players are going to start to get out here very, very soon. We've got you covered all day long. We pass the baton to John Harris and Mark Vandermeer from 8 to 10 a.m. We're doing that over the next couple of weeks. And then 10 a.m. In the Loop will be out here. They're getting players when they come off the field. It's going to be great. Keep it tuned here all day long on Sports Radio 610. Speaking of the Texans, we love triplets in the NFL. Quarterback, running back, pass catcher. I think the CBS
Texans
Sports
– used to have twin receivers. They don't anymore. They cut one of the Yankees.
The Yankee twins, or however you pronounce it, yesterday.
That's not here anymore, I call him a Yankee.
Yeah,
he's dead to me.
That's right.
But the other Yankee twin's still here.
We love him, yeah. quarterback, running back, wide receiver. I think where the Texans are at those three areas as compared to where they were just 2 years ago, great illustration of the rebuilding of this team. We'll talk about that as we take you to the top of the hour coming up next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I guess Andre Johnson got to look at his Hall of Fame jacket yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he wants to put that thing on so bad, dude.
Yep. They just
is the rule you're not allowed to put it on at all? Like it's got to stay.
Probably, yeah. That's when you're going to put it on for the first time.
First time,
you know,
in front
just
of the
like
crowd.
That other rule that everybody follows about before you get married. You know, and you're
can't see your bride or whatever.
Oh, I'm talking about the relations part.
Oh, that part. Oh, okay.
You're not supposed to do that with your future spouse until you get
married.
Right,
right.
So nobody does it.
No.
So likewise,
that's right.
I'm sure that Andre never put that
same exact
on because
thing.
The rules of society same prevent it. Yes.
Same exact thing, yes. Can't have relations with his gold jacket. That was cool. That was cool to see. So Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame in a couple of weeks. Texans, of course, will be in the Hall of Fame game 2 weeks from today. So we got first practice today, and we got the first preseason game coming up 2 weeks from today. So
yes.
this is going to be fun. CBSSports.com ranked their triplets in the NFL, the quarterback, running back, and then whoever the top pass catcher is, you know, tight end or wide receiver. Like obviously in Kansas City, it'd be Travis Kelce. Most teams, including the Texans, it would be a wide receiver. They have Stroud, Mixon, and Nico as their representatives in this exercise here, Seth. I think you could swap Nico for Stephon Diggs, and it probably doesn't really change the ranking. I think Tank Dell is going to have a huge season, but for this exercise, it's Nico or Diggs that you would put in there. They put Nico Collins in there. Eighth they are right now, the Texans. They're in the upper quartile of triplets. In the NFL,
I'm offended. Sean, they're in the bottom eighth of the top quartile.
They
That's
are. They're
not good enough.
Bottom quartile of the upper quartile.
Yeah. I do not accept this.
Mixon is the one that's kind of being treated as a drain on their ranking.
This is where, I thought the Falcons were ranked above the Texans, and I was actually irate about that, but they're actually 14th.
Okay.
Mixon is the one that I guess. Mixon doesn't strike me as a huge chip on the shoulder guy.
I kind of want him to be, though, because there's a lot of material out there for him this year if he is a chip on the shoulder guy.
If he is a chip on the shoulder, there's no shortage of things for him to look at or for people to funnel to him.
Right.
But even then, not a lot of it is as mean-spirited or anything necessarily. Nobody's calling him a bum. David Johnson tried to act like he had a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Remember, he did that interview, and he was basically painted an image of him and Bill O'Brien proving all the haters wrong.
I remember. It was a long-form article, yeah.
Yeah, it was a big one. Big one. Guy tried hard to sell us on David Johnson.
Yeah, in writing, it looked like some tough talk. But then you hear David Johnson speak, and he's so soft-spoken. And this isn't meant as an insult or anything. It's just how he talks. He does not have the demeanor of a chip on the shoulder guy.
You got to have a scowl on your face.
Absolutely,
all the time.
You
like
do.
Like Brandon Cooks.
Yes.
He's got that permanent chip on his face look.
He
to him.
Chip on
he just
his
has
face.
A permanent scowl on his
yeah,
face.
Yeah, man. Dude, you want a measurement for...
As he's misusing his favorite Bible verses. I'm like, that was my favorite part of
it. You need
I'm
to
like,
go back and check that,
way
Brandon.
To bring glory to God. Yeah.
The Texans were 30th in this exercise last year with C.J. Stroud, Damian Pierce, and Nico Collins. So a year ago, their top-tier guys at each of those positions were thought to be 30. And he had no body of work on C.J. yet. He was just a rookie.
The ironic thing is that last year – Damian Pierce would have been in that trio,
and he was,
right?
Yeah. And he Stroud, would have, Pierce, and Nico.
And he would have been the one lifting up the other two.
Correct.
So that's where...
The flip now.
Yeah, and I mean, that remains one of the biggest questions about, I won't even say training camp, because you can't tell too much about running backs in training camp, but the early part of the season is, A, is Damian Pierce your backup running back? And B, does it look like he feels comfortable and natural in this offense? And it's as simple as that. He talked with you and Clint last year after the game in which he scored a kickoff return touchdown about how hard it was because it's such a different style of rushing offense than he's ever played in before. And that does happen. I mean, it is different. When you're running outside zone, there's a lot of decisions that have to be made very quickly with a shifting picture that doesn't happen if you're used to just, hey, I'm running through the A gap, I'm running through the B gap, whatever it might be. And it takes some guys a while to figure that out. I have zero doubt in my mind that Damian Pierce has worked his butt off at it, but you just don't know until he gets out there. Some guys, there are guys who are really good running backs in one system, but then it's just not the right fit in another system. We just don't know what the situation is with Damian.
So
yet.
For Damian, at what point do we get a good feel for how the offseason has how he's handled the offseason? Is it today? Is it in pads, or is it in the first preseason game?
Honestly, that's a really good question, Sean. And I think what I'm going to be watching for with Damian is on a lot of these runs, is he just sticking 1 foot in the ground and then getting upfield?
Yeah.
Because that's, remember the old Gary Kubiak days? It's one cut and go.
Yeah, he was
and
all pitter-patter.
He was pitter-patter and thinking about it. It's the decisiveness. So, yeah, we can tell that in camp, whether he's just gotten more decisive and whether he's really grasped the whole one cut and go dynamic. And then beyond that, though, you got to do it in actual games and everything. But that is one thing to watch for
today.
Yeah,
yeah, keep an eye out for that for sure. All right, so we're winding down. John Harris and Mark Vandermeer, they're getting ready to set up here and get their thoughts on Texans training camp. Players are going to start coming out here pretty soon. Hopefully the weather holds off and we get an outdoor practice instead of an indoor practice, because the temperatures are beautiful here today. So keep it tuned here all day long.
Yeah, we had gotten a notification there were 30 seconds left, but there's actually 5 minutes left, I think.
No. So. We're getting out of 55.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're getting out
of 55.
Oh, we are?
Yep, we're
getting out of 55.
Well, where's Vandermeer?
He's
we're going to commercial.
We're going to commercial,
okay.
Seth.
All right.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I'm on it.
Training camp sucks
yeah,
already.
Okay.
No. They're doomed.
Seth,
Texans are doomed. You don't want them to win.
No.
I'm screwing up.
I want
up.
Them to win. No, I want them to win.
John Harris, you should have heard him and how little he wants the Texans to win.
This is
Oh, no, we got to go. We got to go. Goodbye, everybody.
All right, we're out of here. Texans Training Camp Live is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Have a great day, everybody.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.